Mwen vle ou konprann yon bagay. Gen le pa ou, men gen le pa bon Dje. E depi wap fè yon bagay sou le pa ou, wap fè la fòs kouraj pa ou. Men bon Dje mwen menm avè ou la kap sevi ya, li fè tout bagay an Lord. He wants to do everything on His time. He wants to do everything on His time. And if you do things on His time, there's healing. If you do things on His time, there's deliverance. If you do things on His time, there's freedom. If you do things on His time, not your time, on God's time. On God's time. Stop doing things on your time. And start doing it on God's time. Get in line with His will. Get in line with who He is. And this morning I have the privilege of ending our sermon series called God's Timing. And I want you to understand a few things. You can do things on your own time, you can do things in your own way, but without God, it means nothing. Without God, it won't prosper. And before we get into the word, I want us to pray. And I want you to repeat after me. Father God, give me clarity. Open up my mind. Open up my ears so that I can receive a word. So that I can receive a word. So that I can receive a word and apply it in my life. Heavenly Father, help me to do your will. On your time. Help me to do your will on your time. In Jesus' name. And the church said amen. The church said amen. The church said amen. The church said amen. Well, while you guys are watching us, I want to give you 15 seconds. My boy, 15 seconds. Like I said last week, I want you to get your notepad. I want you to get your Bible. I want you to get a journal because I want to teach you this morning. So again, you have 15 seconds to get those things. And I also want you to share this service. Partage service avec 10 moun. Partage service avec 10 moun. Go ahead and share this on your social media page, on your WhatsApp. Share this service with at least 10 people in on your timeline because we're going to dive deep into God's word this morning. God's timing, I actually know a thing or two about that. And I want to share with you this story. And as I was talking to my wife, and she was helping me prepare my sermon slides. And she asked me, what am I going to be preaching about? And I said, well, God's timing is the topic. Et me dit comme ça, moi changé. L'aime te remet avec. Et laisse à me dal côté ma maman, me dit maman comme ça. Moi préparé pour me marier avec petite fille. You know, I saw my best friend get married. I saw my other homeboys get married. I had the married bug in me. So, ki vle di kon sa, mwen te gen foli mariage. Menm pote ko prepare pou mariage. And I wanted to do it on my own time. And I said to myself, you know, I'm in school, but I'm not yet done with school. And when I approached her mom and I said, hey, sister, mwen reme petite fil, et mta reme marye avèl. And the first thing she said to me, li di, Charles ou papa re. And when she says, Charles, you're not ready, that hit me hard. Because I felt rejected. Who are you to tell me that I'm not ready? But mindfully so, she was right in Porco Parevre. I was in school, but I was dropping classes left and right. I was working, but I couldn't even keep a bank account. I had bills, but they kept being disconnected. So comment pour your maman qui get sell petite fille pour un jeune garçon Ta approche elle pour dire que ça bon connaît ça arrivé, moi préparé. Li dit non, ou poko parler. So what that taught me, and I shared this with my wife, I said I had the option to do the following. Accept that rejection and say, who are you? And let pride say, bon, on compte sacrifier. Comme on dit, m'pas préparé, m'pas le chercher en l'autre monde. No. I stayed the course. I endured. M'pon l'école moins sérieux. M'pon travail moins sérieux. I took responsibility for my actions. No longer was my wife calling me and Sprint was saying, this number has been disconnected. No. And what that taught me was perseverance. And see, most of us, we refuse to abide or to follow God's will because we know His timing is never easy. His timing is never easy. And before I get into God's timing, I want to do a quick recap because for those of you who were watching our service last week, I mentioned a few things. When you do things God's way, that means obedience. When you do things your own way, that means you are settling for good and not God's best. And I gave you an example of what settling is. God wants to give you a 4.0 lifestyle, but you are settling for a 2.0 lifestyle. If you missed the sermon, go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you will find all the services there. So if you are doing it your way, you're settling. God wants to give you the best. And I mentioned to you last week that the most dangerous person to Satan is a Christian who walks in the will of God. So, ou même kap mache nan volonté bon Dieu, Satan rayou a mort. Li rayou a mort. And we're going to go ahead and dive deep in the Word of God, and we find it in Romans 5, 3 verses 8. And I'm going to read the Message version for you. The Message version says this: there's more to come. Again, plus kap vini. We continue to shout our praise even when we are hemmed in with troubles. Ki vle di kon sa? Your praise should be louder than your troubles. Your shout should be louder than your troubles. You should be singing louder than your problems. That's why the song says, I raise a hallelujah louder than my enemies. If your shout and your praise isn't loud, then you will remain in trouble. You will continue to focus on your troubles. Why? Because we know that, because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience. Vous entendez ça? Trouble, difficulté dans la vie, li développer patience. Le ap souffri, le ap endure souffrance, it develops patience. But see, we don't like the patience because we don't like to wait. And as we continue, it says this, and how that patience in turn forges the tempered steel virtue. What this means is, tempered steel is là yo besoin yon fe, an iron that needs to be tough, that needs to be able to endure. They put it to the fire. Women, my vote, in order to grow spiritually, we need to be put to the fire. In order for God to develop our character, we need to be put into the fire. Dimun bokotola, turn up the heat, God. See, I don't hear you, church. Say, turn up the heat, God. Because tout autant chale a pas chaud, you cannot have patience. Tout autant dife a pas chaud, ou pas ka endurer. Because it says, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next. God always has a next move. He always has a next step for you and I. And it says, in alert expectancy such as this, we're never left feeling shortchanged. Ou alors, on ne shop pour acheter un bagaille, et n'y a pas jambo, valeur qu'on peut remettre. God will never shortchange you. If you sowed your seed of faith, if you sowed the seed of hope, if you sowed the seed of trust, if you sowed the seed of believing in God, He will never shortchange you. He won't shortchange you. And it says, quite the contrary. We can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives. Qui veut dire que ça, ou même qui give plusieurs gallons, plusieurs containers. Bon Dieu veut vider abondance dans la vie. He wants to bless you more than you can handle. More than enough containers that you can go find in your household. However, but you got to have patience. Di moun bokoto la nan sal la koto ya, I got to have patience. I got to have patience. Because without it, nan lang ko yo la li pi bon mem, li di ko sa le nap soufri, sa fe nou gen patience. So how do you have patience? When you're suffering. You would have never thought that. Mais Paul a dit, le nap soufri, sa fe nou gen patience. Le nou gen patience kon sa, sa ba nou courage. So when you are suffering, you have patience. And when you have patience, that gives you courage to suffer. Plus nous gain courage, c'est plus nous gain espoir. The more you have courage, the more you have hope. See, what we need to understand is, you're going to say, espoir, ça ne peut jamais tromper nous. This hope will never fail you. God will always make a way for you and I. So if that's the case, I want to share with you that God is not bound by time. Time is for you and I. Time is for humanity so that we can record events. Your birthday has a time. Everything in this world deals with time. And how do we know this? Because it says in Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, there is a time for everything. Ganyan le pou tout bagay. And a season for every activity under the heavens. So chak moun kap gade matin gen saison ki yo la dan. Men ba konnen ki saison ye. You could be in your sowing season, you could be in your harvest season, or you could be in your waiting season. But there is a season for you and I. Whatever season that is, God is in it. Whatever season you are in, God placed you there. Whatever season that is, God will give you hope. But you just gotta have patience. You got to have patience. Everything on earth deals with time. Your blessing has a time stamp on it. Your healing has a time stamp on it. Your deliverance has a time stamp on it. But our issue is this. Everybody wants deliverance. Everybody wants healing. Everybody wants everything that's good that comes from the Lord, but nobody wants to wait. Nobody wants to wait. You have to wait at a stop sign. The stoplight's on a timer. Imagine if there was no time. See, God set everything in the world in motion based on time. You have day, you have night. You have summer, you have winter. You have le pou planté avec le pou récolté. And since God is not bound by time, li pa jam anreta. I'll repeat that again. Since God is not bound by time, he's never late. Your family member can be late to an appointment. They can be late to a sporting event. But God is never late. Li toujou ale. You miss your doctor's appointment. You miss a dentist's appointment. You miss an appointment with a friend. But guess what? You have to reschedule that appointment. And when you reschedule, you know what that does? That teaches you how to respect time. And since it teaches you, God's time is always perfect. God's time is for you and I. Because he sets things on a motion, on his own timeline. And when you look at the experiences, it says this. Our experience of time is linear. Meaning our time is moving forward. Succession of events. The present, you remember the past, and you anticipate the future. Ou pa wè Leon moun jiko sa bon, li poko marié, and they're yap dépassé almanach la, or their biological clock is ticking. This because as time is moving, they're standing still, and they're losing hope. And the fact that you are losing hope means you are bound by time, and the fact that you're losing hope, you don't trust the process. You don't trust that God will make a way for you. You don't trust that God will do all that he can for you. So, qui s'en fait? Là où on perd du temps, on fait choix pas. On fait décision pas. You decide to do things on your own. Ou dit ça bon, I made a decision. I said that I have goals. I was going to get married in 2 years. Quand y a Fred Joe vini, Fred Joe même li habillé bien belle. And guess what? Fred Joe becomes your husband. Fred Joe même a battu. L'ab dérespecté ou l'ab joué ou l'ab dou bêtise. Why? Because you pas respecté l'air. You never respected God's timing. Fred Joe pas pour ou. And I was sharing this with my wife, and she said, her mother said this to her. Il dit que ça, si m'de d'accord pour Charles te marié avant, à l'aile te m'a demnan, nous t'avons bien t'en quitté longtemps. Il dit, pour je m'kone ki mounouye. See, God had to prepare me. See, God's waiting room is preparation for you and I. But the problem is we don't want to wait. We don't want to wait. Jesus had to wait. Before he got into his ministry, before his ministry took off, he waited 30 years. Before David even became king, he had to wait. So time serves God's purpose. On lit dans Esaïe 64, verset 4. It says this, since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you who what? Acts on behalf of those who wait. When someone acts on your behalf, that's a legal term. Ou bay moun nan permission. You ever had somebody do work for you and they did a lousy job? Moun nan petet li fè un travay nan kay ou wa. And you're like, dude, man, I'm not hiring you back because what you just did, it was horrible. The paint job was horrible. But God works on behalf. When God works for you and I, le bon Dieu travaille pour moi-même avant, it is always a success. It never fails. And God is always working on our behalf. How do we know this? It says in Philippians 4, 19, 20, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now, Esaïe 55, il dit comme ça, avant yo relè, m'a getan répond. Before they call, I will answer. While they are speaking, I will hear. So before you even cry out to God, God is already working on your behalf. Before you even cry out, God, help me in this situation, he's already working on your behalf. But I want you to understand, just wait patiently on him. Do things on his time and not your time. Because why? Because God's timing produces patience. Patience then produces character. Character then produces hope. So now let's talk about patience. God's timing produces patience. And as I mentioned, everybody wants to experience deliverance. Chaque moun la bezwen délivrance, chaque moun la bezwen un miracle. Miracle Seigneur opéré, bon Dieu opéré dans la vie. Fait miracle dans la vie, fait merveille, mais yo pa jamais gen patience. Waiting is a virtue. It is. It's a virtue that every Christian should have. See, the world is opposite. Le monde ou kon sa yo fè? Yo kreye tout kalite fason pou mwen menm avò pa respecte patience. They have fast foods. And when you go through drive-thru, it's on a time. You got to get in, you got to get out. Paske sou gate la yo, that messes up their system. They're on a time clock. Get them in, get them out. You go to a theme park. Let Busch Gardens open wapwe. Moun ki pa gen patience ya paye plus kob to go through the fast lane. That's how the world is set up, but God wants you and I to have patience. There's a reason why we must wait, because God is trying to teach you and I something. Nan université, tan bon Dieu vle moutou yon bagay. But our problem is, we refuse to wait. There's a reason why God says, do not have sex before marriage. Why? Because it kills you emotionally. Now you become soul tied to someone who was never meant for you. Parce que ou pas de carton, parce que ou pas de gain patience. Debi neg la vini, debi fitifia vini, ou getan d'accord pour maye avel, ou getan d'accord pour coucher avel. When God never ordained that person to be in your life. Do you know how many jacked up situations we have in the church? Because why? People refuse to do things on God's timing. You refuse gain patience. Impatience will always ruin your life. You fall into debt that way. You fall into divorce that way. You fall into situations that you never thought you would have imagined falling in. All because you didn't have patience. And patience, it's a fruit of the Spirit that prevents believers from speaking or acting impulsively. C'est sa patience là. C'est un fruit de l'esprit lié. Et pour gagner fruit de l'esprit, ça faut gagner bon Dieu dans la vie. See, if you don't have God in your life, or you have yet to accept Jesus Christ, the Spirit is not yet in you. So therefore, meaning you are not operating on patience. You're operating impulsively. And it says, it prevents believers from speaking or acting impulsively in the face of disagreement. Let's say you're a Christian, right? And you're acting impulsively. Wap mimire, wap playe, bon Dieu dou pa playe, pe bouchou la map jere cause la pou, but you're complaining, souffrance sa difficile, mari sa bon problème, ou pa jamble pe bouchou, you just react instead of listening to God. Who are you in disagreement with? You're in disagreement with God. Because if God told you to have patience and you are in disagreement, you're rejecting and you're rebelling against God. Who is your opposition? God. Who do you think persecuting you? You think God is. But God is telling you it's a fruit of the Spirit. It prevents you from speaking or acting impulsively. Being able to bear pain or problems without complaining, that is patience. And we find it in Proverbs 14:29. It says this: a patient man has great understanding. Yon homme qui gen patience li gen bon comprendre. But a quick-tempered man displays folly. Moun ki reme fè san en pile, ki nerve en pile, they never exercise patience. Yo toujou oublié qui est qui fait faute là. But if you can endure, you have patience. If you can suffer long, you have patience. Let's look at 1 Samuel, a perfect example of patience. 1 Samuel 13:8-10 says this: he waited 7 days, meaning Saul. The time set by Samuel, qui voulait dire comme ça, Saul had an appointed time set with him and Samuel. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and Saul's men began to scatter. Qui voulait dire comme ça? Gion bataille kap fèt, mais Samuel poko rive. Et lorsque Samuel poko rive, lui dit comme ça, pote offrande nan ban mwen. Bring me the burnt offering and the fellowship offerings. Here's where Saul messed up. See, offering was only designed to be offered by priests. Saul was a king. His hands were dirty. He's at war. His job is not to offer burnt offerings. His job was only to wait. He refused. So now let's look at character here. Patience produces character. Just because you were anointed, you must still grow in character. Gen pil moun an dan l'église, yo win, men bon Dieu poko apwente yo. And what do I mean by that? It means that they were appointed. See, David had to wait. He had to grow in his kingship. Because if they put him as a king right then and there when Samuel anointed him, he would have failed. He wasn't proven to be fit. See, you must prove to be fit for your appointment. There's a timestamp on your deliverance. There's a timestamp on your healing. There's a timestamp on your breakthrough. There's a timestamp that God has appointed pour l'arrivée, bon Dieu a délivré. See, when we say someone acts out of character, that means they're acting immature. So what about character? Character, or godly character, is a spiritual maturity. It's when let's look at it. The spiritual immature person meets adult situations and tests with childish and immature reactions. Yo moun ki sans caractère, gen se des situations li fè dans la vie, li agit en kouti bébé. What do I mean? Les souffrances vini, li plein. When sorrows strike, they soak in their self-centered emotion. Yo perdi travail, or there's a financial crisis, they lose hope and they blame God. Yo di bon Seigneur, mwen t'ap servi, why am I going through this? They begin to forget who the God they serve. They forget that the God that they serve said, I will provide all your needs. Yo oublie ça. When hope fades, let espoir. Le yo manque perdi espoir, they lose heart. See, when someone is desperate and they lose hope, they begin to act out of character. They begin to do things on their own time. They begin to make decisions that are not godly. In difficult situations, they throw tantrums. Spiritual maturity does not come naturally. It must be learned. You learn spiritual maturity, and how do you do that? Through patience. Because a spiritual mature Christian is one who can function happily in every circumstances. Nan n'importe circonstance ou content. Pa gen job ou content. Maladie vini ou content. Souffrance vini ou content. Why? Because you are enduring with patience. Now let's go back to the verse, 1 Samuel 13, 11, 12. It says, Samuel said this, what have you done? Asked Samuel. Saul répond, when I saw that the men were scattering, when he saw, lelwe, negla melio apkoui, va et vient, yo pa kon sa pou yo fe, he says, and that you did not come at the set time. Combien fois nous blâmer, bon Dieu? God, I was supposed to get married. God, you were supposed to come through. But since you didn't come through, I acted on my own behalf. C'est ça, Saul fait lui-même. And that the Philistines were assembling. Si la maladie a vini, la souffrance l'a vini, bon Dieu dit, rete tranquille, moi en charge, ou dit ça, non Seigneur, dat m'a bret tranquille, dat m'a souffri là, dat m'a pas autant de voir, dat m'a pas qu'on fait rien pour moi. I can't wait any longer, for m'agi moi-même. Et nan agi a ou tombe dans chouboum, nan agi a maladie vini, nan agi a ou tombe dans désobéissance. But see, character produces hope. Character produces hope. You will never be disappointed when you have hope in God. Why? Because this. Hope is confident assurance. A couple months back, our sister, our worship leader Dominique says, trust the process. Women, my vote, you got to trust the process that God will allow whatever it is to come to pass. If you've been praying for deliverance, trust the process. If you've been praying for a healing, trust the process. If you've been praying for breakthrough, trust the process. Sou a planté, gen espoir ou a récolté. If you are sowing a seed, expect a harvest. See, many of us are sowing, but we don't have hope that we'll harvest. In 1 Samuel 13, it says this. This is what Samuel said. You have done a foolish thing. You have not kept the command the Lord God gave you. He says, if you had, he would have established your kingdom over Israel forever. Où est-ce que sa désobéissance fait? Lui fait perdre la bénédiction de Dieu. When you are disobedient and you want to do things on your time, you miss out on the blessings. See, it looked good for Saul. Let's go back. It looked good for Saul to offer. Why? Because any reasonable person would say, well, I see the enemies converging on me. I see the enemies coming near me. Of course, let me just offer the sacrifice. Bon Dieu, pas j'aime le pour faire ça. Gen un pile monde qui ouvert ministère, pas bon Dieu que Dieu ouvert. Gen un pile monde qui a fait travail, yo dit c'est pour bon Dieu. God never called you to do that. He never appointed you nor anointed you to do that. It just looked good. Just because something looked good doesn't mean it's godly. Just because it has the appearance of looking good, it's not godly. Peut-être bon Dieu Abdou, done. Wait on my timing. Ma préparé un route pour vous. But he says, if you had, you would have established your kingdom of Israel forever. He was out of character. You can be anointed, but you must wait to be appointed. You can be anointed, but you must wait to be appointed. Anointed is this. Involves God ordaining power to fulfill your calling. Le bon Dieu will, ou pas besoin père, l'ap appointé ou quand même. L'ap vini quand même, mais gain patience. Imagine nous. David, li nan raje ya. Yo sot wen misye, yo di wap wa. Before he became king, li soufri an pil. And can you imagine, while he was anointed, he slayed Goliath. But yet, they gave praises to him. But guess what? He was still not yet king. He was still not yet king because it was not the appointed time. And women, my vote, just because we have a spiritual gift, just because God has called us into a ministry, if we go without God, we will fail. And my boy, exempts with that palm. Because I don't want to use nobody else as an example. I'll use me for an example. I'm the small group director here at the church. Simge folly. Tout est en pastem. Par wim, ma désobéi, bon Dieu. I'm going to repeat that again. Parce que dans l'encore, la li pi bon. Tout en temps, moi, même avant, pas respecter position, pasteur ou position, bon Dieu, mettez sous tête ou ou faire affaire pour qu'on tout bon Dieu, pas béni. God is not in your mess. Because he respects the spiritual authority. He respects hierarchy. God said, David, I will anoint you, but I will not yet appoint you. And many of us in the church are living in disobedience. Nous quitter orgueil enflé qu'en nous. Nous quitter orgueil enflé nous. Well, you know what? It's time for me to preach or it's time for me to do this. Tandat moi l'église là. Do you happen to know that I went to the school of Vaidenui here? C'est dans Vaidenui m'apprend. Before I could do anything else, God was preparing me for a time like this. But many of us nous pas voulait préparer. Nous besoin bon Dieu agir rapidement. How do you expect to learn? God's way is always the best way. God's timing is always the best timing. Because what God wants to do to you, he wants to show you and I that with him, there's better life. With him, there's hope. With him, there's deliverance. With him, on his time, there's freedom. There's freedom. And as I mentioned before, failure to wait leads to poor choices in life. God's delay is still God's perfect timing. Why? Because his delay is preventing pride. Le bon Dieu fait autant, orgueil pas privé, jalousie pas privé, haine pas privé. Because you begin to understand what waiting is all about. Being in the will of God doesn't exclude suffering. Just because you are in the will of God does not exclude suffering. Matter of fact, you can still suffer being in God's will. It's just a matter of where God is taking you in your season of suffering. I just want three guys. John, come up here, and I want to give you a quick illustration here. Our keyboardist, Wunesh, come up here. Willis, come up here. Many of you are probably right now, stand right here. 6 feet apart, we got to respect that. Stand right here. You stand there. Many of you are right now in a season of sowing. You're in a season of sowing. Wap priye, wap jene, wap chache presence mon Dieu. And in this season, you are waiting. In this season, you are waiting. But there's an in-between. Nan mi tan saison an, ou pa plein. Nan mi tan saison an, ou gen espoir. Nan mi tan saison an, ou gen la foi. Ou met confiance ou nan bon Dieu. Nan mi tan saison sa, you have hope. However, there's another season. After you have planted, after you have sowed, you are waiting on your harvest. Now you are in your harvest season. Gen moun se nan saison sa yo e. They have prayed. They are now rejoicing. They have prayed for a child. They are now rejoicing. They have prayed for a job. God opened up doors. They have prayed for a hope. God listened. Let me give you an example here. I was in this season for 4 years before God opened up doors for my wife to have a child. But when I got to this season, my ball of everything, I complained. I lost hope. I'm just saying, yeah. Valet moun mwè sou internet. They don't even trust you. They don't even respect you. But you blessed them. You gave them a child. I start murmuring in this season. I wasn't learning my lesson. It was until God says, you know what? You need to start praying for other people in the church. Detan m'ap priye. Detan m'ak mande m'ap jede. Bon Dieu, comment c'est ouvert porte? L'el comment c'est ouvert porte? Nous récolter. But it took 4 seasons. It took 4 years. For me to reach that season. So I don't know where you are right now. You can be in the season of sowing. You could be in the season of praying. Or you can be in the season of rejoicing, giving God glory. So whatever season you are in right now, whatever season you are in right now, God wants to teach you right here how to suffer. God wants to teach you right here how to forgive. God wants to teach you right here how to love. God wants to teach you in this season right here how to endure, how to be wise. That's what he wants to teach you. Thank you, guys. You may sit. And as I mentioned to you, when you wait on God, you will never be disappointed. When you wait on God, you will never be disappointed. Why? Because the word of God says in Psalms 25, 1 through 3, it says, In you, Lord, my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame. Ou pa jam want la ou met confiance ou nan bon Dieu. Nor let my enemies triumph over me. And as our praise team comes up, I want you to understand one thing, that while you wait, I want you to be patient in your season of waiting. While you are waiting, nan saison sa, nan saison kote wap seme ya, nan saison kote wap plante ya, tan bon Dieu nan saison sa, don't complain. Because in the in-between, you know what you should be doing? Fasting. You know what you should be doing in the in-between season? Seeking God. In the in-between season, praising God. In the in-between season, rejoicing, giving God glory. Even when you don't see it, believe that he is working on your behalf. Même le ouè pa gen route qu'elle a fait pour vous, adorez le quand même. Parce qu'elle a travaillé pour vous quand même. La blue report pour vous quand même. You just gotta believe it. You just got to believe it. Because in that season, in between season that you are in right now, many of you are at an in-between season. God wants to give you hope. God is making a way for you. And the word says, no one who hopes in you forever will be put to shame. You will never be put to shame. And as they sing softly, I want you to understand one thing while you are in your waiting room. Ou même qui fait expérience ça, while dans l'hôpital, you felt ton. You're in that waiting room. You're waiting on God. But what you don't understand is the fact that in that waiting room, you have clarity. In that waiting room, you hear God's voice. In that waiting room, God speaks. Because in the waiting room, the volume of the world is turned down. It's only you and God. It's only you and God. Moi changer les docteurs était venu côté m. Yo dit me comme ça madame ou perdit en pile sang. Yo dit n'a pas obligé faire un blood transfusion. And while I was in that waiting room, yo seul bagage m'étais capable faire c'est adorer. Et chant t'es venu dans kem nan c'est gardien bon Dieu. Gros son bon Dieu. Qui fait toute qualité miracle. And I said, God, I know you can do miracles. I know you're the God of miracles. In this situation of my life right now, there is nobody that I could call in this waiting room but you. Et me commencé à adorer bon Dieu. Because I was here. And God brought me to a point of rejoicing here. But then, when I felt like hope was lost, I ended up rejoicing and giving God glory. And many of you who probably need prayer right now, who are probably lost, who are probably losing hope, and you're probably right now in your own spiritual waiting room, surrender to God. Start doing things on God's timing. Because when you don't surrender, you will be in that waiting room for a long, long time. You will feel like they're not calling you. You've been here for hours. They're not calling you. You've been here for a long time. They're not calling you. What is going on? God, what is going on? God, what is going on? But if you surrender, you won't miss your appointment with God. And I'm here to tell you, if you desire God this moment, surrender. Surrender. If you need prayer and you want to start doing things on God's timing, but you have lost hope, or you are in a waiting season and you don't know what to do, in the chat, just say, pray for me. Just say, pray for me in the YouTube chat or in the Facebook chat, and we will reach out to you. We will reach out to you. We will reach out to you because we believe in prayer in this church. We believe that the God that we serve is able to do abundantly, to do exceedingly, all who believe in him. He can change your situations this morning. He can change your circumstances this morning. He can make a way for you this morning. Kwenali, soumet ali mem. Mbakon kotoye mate en opposition. Ne la vie spirituelle, mbakon kotoye. Peut-être mbakon bon Dieu. But I'm here to tell you, you can accept Jesus Christ. You can accept Jesus Christ this morning. All you have to do is text, accept him to 888-111, and Jesus will enter your heart. Accept him and trust in him. Believe that he will allow you to endure only in his own strength. You've been trying to endure in your own, but endure in his strength. Because in your weakness, he will make you strong. Confess that you are a sinner. Know that you are a sinner and surrender this morning. Know that you are a sinner. And the church said amen. And in Jesus' name, God loves you. In Jesus' name, God wants to hear from you. In Jesus' name, you are saved. Thank you for surrendering your heart. Surrendering your life to the one and only Jesus Christ this morning. May God bless you.
Jesus' name.